Hi, everyone. Welcome. You're getting some of the good stuff right now. This is going to make the whole rest of your day go better because good stuff is good for you. Hey, ranching, breeding, markets, and agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? Well, you do with Tri-State Livestock News. It offers all that and more. No need to roam for information. Get the latest in livestock news. It sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
And in fact, Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. And of course, Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche is grateful for customers, communities, and fellow associates. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed holiday from Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche.
And cattlemen, guess what Monday is? That's right. It is TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale. It's hosted at the ranch east of Valentine, selling 175 Age Advantage Angus Bulls, 6 Sim Angus Bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of our 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with commercial cattlemen in mind. That's coming up this Monday at the ranch east of Valentine, 11 o'clock. Or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
Here's a sign of the times relating to Christmas. As a little girl climbed onto Santa's lap, Santa asked the usual, "And what would you like for Christmas?" The child stared at him, open-mouthed and horrified for a minute, then gasped, "Didn't you get my Snapchat?"
Oh, no. This piece is called Perspective, and I'm not sure who wrote it, but it is a short story about a conversation between a child and her grandfather. The setting of the story is 70-some years into the future after COVID-19. The author is unknown, but it makes you stop and think how our children will remember this time. Child says, "How old are you, Grandpa?" "I'm 81, dear." "So does that mean you were alive during the coronavirus?" "Yes, I was." "Wow, that must have been horrible, Grandpa. We were learning about that at school this week. They told us about how all the schools had closed and moms and dads couldn't go to work, so didn't have as much money to do nice things. They said that you weren't allowed to go and visit your friends and family and couldn't go out anywhere. They told us that the shops and stores ran out of all kinds of things, so you didn't have much bread and flour and toilet paper. They said that summer holidays were canceled, and they told us about all those thousands of people that got very sick and who died. They explained how hard all the doctors and nurses and all the essential workers worked, and that lots of them died too. That must have been so horrible, Grandpa." "Well, that is all correct, and I know that because I read about it when I was older. But to tell you the truth, I remember it differently. I remember playing in the garden for hours with Mom and Dad and having picnics outside and lots of barbecues. I remember making things and fishing with my dad and baking with my mom. I remember making forts and learning how to do handstands and backflips. I remember having quality time with my family. I remember Mom's favorite words becoming, "Hey, I've got an idea," rather than, "Maybe later or tomorrow, I'm a bit busy." I remember making our own bread and pastry. I remember having movie night 3 or 4 times a week instead of just one. It was a horrible time for lots of people, you are right, but I remember it differently. Remember how our children will remember these times. Be in control of the memories they are creating right now so that through all the awful headlines and emotional stories for so many that they will come to read in future years, they can remember the happy times. Wasn't that a good perspective?
That is a good perspective. How about some Christmas conversation starters?
Okay.
A couple of new ones here. What is one thing that you really love to do as a family? That would be a good conversation starter.
Excellent.
If you could share Thanksgiving dinner with one famous historical figure, who would you choose? That's always a good starter.
That is.
And what song or poem sums up your life over the past year? I thought that was pretty interesting to maybe stop and think about things in the past year.
That's right.
If you have items to share with the Good Stuff program, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com, especially those Christmas items. And thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.